Often these criminals will operate in pairs or groups. So one person distracts the victim and the other then takes the opportunity to steal your belongings. So I've just picked out a couple of examples that have happened in very recent times across the country. In one instance, a lady, she was sitting in her parked car outside a shop. A man then approached her to tell her that her car had been rear-ended and damage had been caused to it. So she got out of the car and checked the back of the car with the man to see where the supposed damage was. The car hadn't been damaged at all. She returned back to her car and realised that her bank card had been stolen from the front seat of the car while she had been distracted at the rear of the car. So then that stolen card was used a while later and the PIN number was inputted to take funds out of her account. And she had been in the shop earlier on that day and she had inputted her PIN number into the card machine in the shop. So another incident, a lady left a shop to return to her car and a man just approached her at her car and he struck up a conversation about a lost puppy and she had already placed her belongings into the passenger side of the car. So while she was kept busy chatting, a second man entered the car via the passenger side and took her bank cards. We want to make the public aware of this, that it is happening. Take simple precautions in order to avoid falling victim to it. Always remain aware of your surroundings, especially in crowded areas such as a shop. You know, if you are at a till in a shop, you're putting in your card number. Somebody's getting up too close to you. Just be aware of that, you know. Keep your belongings close to you. Keep them zipped into a pocket or a bag. Be cautious when approached by strangers with odd or overly engaging behaviour, especially when you're at your car loading or unloading your shopping. When using ATMs or the payment machine in the shop, you know, cover your PIN number.